Shane McElhattan is here with It Says in the Papers.
The extraordinary scenes in Spain at the weekend when furious Valencians pelted the Spanish royal couple with mud when they visited the devastated suburb of Paiporta give the Irish Times and the Independent their front page photos this morning. Many of the papers report on how King Felipe and Queen Letizia had to be protected from their enraged subjects when their attempt to show solidarity was greeted with cries of asesinos or murderers. In what has to be a first for European royalty, certainly in the modern era, the Mail has a close-up photograph of Queen Letizia just after she was hit in the face with a clod of earth. The alleged assault of Greens leader Rodrigo Gorman is covered in all the papers. The Examiner says the incident is alleged to have occurred on a doorstep in Blanchardstown in Dublin during canvassing. The paper quotes Mr. O'Gorman as describing it as an alarming incident with one individual. The Mail says he was badly shaken. As reported in the Bulletin, a man arrested by Gardaí following the alleged assault is due to appear in court today in connection with the incident. Mr. O'Gorman's canvass was part of the build-up to the upcoming general election here, widely expected to be called this week and to be held before the month is out. And as expectations of that announcement grow, so do the election-related stories in the newspapers. Most of them cover Tánaiste and Micheál Martin's response to reports that Fine Gael sources are describing him as tetchy and grumpy. The Mirror reports this as the first shot in the phony election war. The Independent leads with what it reports as Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil making competing bids for the so-called grey vote. Philip Ryan reports Fine Gael's committed to increasing the state pension to €350 a week, while Fianna Fáil is expected to promise a €12 a week increase every year if it is returned to government. There's no avoiding the biggest election story as the US presidential election campaign enters its final hours. Nerves are on edge as the papers report the candidates are making their final pitches as the race goes down to the wire. The Mirror reports fears that America could descend into violence as Donald Trump ramps up his claims that the election has already been rigged against him. The paper reports that final polling shows Kamala Harris building momentum in the critical states of North Carolina and Georgia, while Donald Trump is eating into her lead in Pennsylvania and he's leading in Arizona. Jack Power in the Irish Times says the European Union's top officials have been quietly drawing up plans on how to respond to measures on trade tariffs that Donald Trump has promised to enact if he is returned to power. The tributes paid to the slain Irish soldier Private Sean Rooney by UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres get wide coverage this morning. Private Rooney was killed in Lebanon in 2022 when his convoy was attacked in a Hezbollah-controlled area of South Lebanon. The Star reports how Mr. Guterres told Private Rooney's family that despite sustaining mortal wounds, he almost certainly saved the lives of three comrades by driving his jeep away from the attackers. But The Sun's editorial says that despite the fine words, the UN has essentially blocked Private Rooney's inquest by refusing to release crucial reports relating to his death. Finally, in a letter to the Irish Times, Neville Scargill sympathises with the crowds of people who showed up on Dublin's O'Connell Street on Halloween for a parade that never happened. He's not surprised, given he says how there have been lots of promises and false dawns for the capital's thoroughfare and nothing has ever turned up.
And that's Shane McElhattan.